running the globe each week to bring you the weird, the bizarre, the insane. It's Wally Wondolier's things you just don't see on radio.
Buenos dias, that's right. This week we're in sunny Acapulco, the land of tortillas, tacos, and ptomaine poisoning to attend the first annual celebrity cliff diving. The stars are here today in profusion, and some in speedos, for what promises to be an amazing, death-defying, breathtaking, neck-breaking, panoramic front-row view of a truly underrated, uncalculated, inundated, overinflated spectacle of an event that the natives here call Loco Magnifico, which translates as magnificently stupid. The diving has been going on here all morning, and they're just getting underway with the finals. Look, there's the great Raquel Welch making her way to the cliff's edge. Just look at that form, and her diving technique's not bad either. It looks like she's gearing up for a double gainer with a twist. No, it looks like she's going to leave that slice of lemon behind. Oh, and there she goes! Oh, and what a beautiful dive! And there's a score. Let's see, it's a 36-24-34. Whoops! That's a 3, a 6, a 2, a 4, a 3, and a 4, giving her a total of 22 out of a possible 36. Oh, a disappointing finish for Miss Welch. Next up, it's Jason Priestley. Jason's a newcomer to these games, afraid of water, afraid of height, but a real trooper. I admire the way he grins and bears it as he opens his wallet to pay his stunt diver. What Mr. Priestley lacks in courage and talent, he makes up as a sporting employer. Let's see if we can't hear what's going on over there in preparation for the dive.
Well, Mr. Priestley, what type of dive do you want me to perform for you this time?
The pressure this event places on the celebrities. Well, there he goes. It looks like a beer barrel polka with a full turn and a half twist. What an amazing choice, and he's off. Absolutely stunning, and look at that score, a 35. This leaves little hope for our last competitor, that great actor Michael Douglas. Michael has to execute a perfect dive to get that perfect score of 36 if he's going to walk away with the cup. I see his father, the legendary Kirk Douglas, is by his son's side giving him some last-minute pointers. Again, let's see if we can get a little closer and get a few words from Kirk. Kirk, Wally Wondolier with Things You Just Don't See on Radio. I was wondering if you'd like to give our listening audience a few words of how you feel your son has done today. Mr. Douglas is making his way to our microphone. Please, please, Kirk, watch out there. You're getting caught up in the microphone cable. Oh, what a catastrophe. Mr. Douglas has tripped and plummeted over the side of the cliff. This glorious spectacle has ended in a fatal... Wait, no, he's all right. We've gotten word from below that Kirk Douglas has survived the fall unscathed, and look at that score, a 36. Truly amazing. This makes Kirk Douglas today's top competitor, but wait, what's this? No, Kirk Douglas has been disqualified. Let's see if we can get a word from the official. Mr. Official, Wally Wondolier with Things You Just Don't See on Radio. Why the disqualification? Is it because Kirk Douglas dove in his son's place?
No, senor. We always allow for last-minute substitution.
Then why the disqualification?
Well, senor, we took one look at Mr. Kirk Douglas's chin and immediately disqualified him. This event is celebrity cliff diving, not celebrity cleft diving.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, an amazing upset at the celebrity cliff diving here in sunny Acapulco.
Mr. Priestley, that means I won. Is that $1,000, Mr. Priestley? You won, Mr. Priestley.
Well, that's all for me this week. This is Wally Wondolier saying adios and sunny Acapulco. Until next time, when you find me at the Caver and Loch Ness Shit Chip Toss Games in Bunny Bunny, Scotland. See you then.